Welcome back to Ratchet Dawson Isms. We here in the platform, y'all. Y'all already know what it is. We've been coming to your screen for the last 3 seasons. I hope you've taken the time out to check out our previous episodes because they are some really, really good ones. But let's get started. I know you're waiting for this. You already know. I'm Luke, the Harlem Skywalker.
Poppy Brown.
Ramona, First Lady.
And we're here today to deliver another episode for you guys, and we're calling it Art versus Life.
Shout out to Dre.
Dre Smashington.
Yeah.
Dre Smashington.
Sorry.
AKA Brooklyn Dre. You already know. Right. You always in our hearts. My prayer was dedicated to you, brother, so you already know.
Ladies, if you miss him, you can email the Smashington Experience at gmail.com.
Ooh, you'll see it right here. Right there.
Yeah. The Smashington Experience.
So. Yeah. Do we need to even? You should just start. You shouldn't even have us.
True.
So
I'm gonna start with
DNA.
The disclaimer, then I'm gonna explain the premise behind tonight's episode. Mm-hmm. The thoughts of Uptown Brown, Ratchet Poppy Brown, whatever you want to call me, are solely the thoughts and opinions of me, myself, and I, and do not reflect upon the lovely cast of Ratchet Dawson Isms, these two guys.
Thank you.
And Dre, even though you're not here. Art versus Life. So recently we've had what has been trending. Tiffany Haddish and Aries Spears, they were attempting to do a comedy skit on Funny or Die, which a lot of people thought weren't funny because the premise of the skit was about the mind of a molester, right? To get into how I feel about that particular skit, we could get into that later. But just in general, we've had a lot of instances this year where artists have had to apologize for their art because someone has been offended, whether it's been Beyonce or Lizzo changing the lyrics to words to their songs because people overseas were offended, or even earlier this year, the slap heard around the world. Chris Rock got slapped by Will Smith, if y'all didn't know. And people said that his remarks in regards to Jada Pinkett Smith were him just doing a little bit too much. So my question to you guys is, should artists have to apologize for their art if people are offended, or is the world just a little bit too sensitive right now? That's why I said art versus life.
You wanna go?
If you have something, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, like, I have a couple thoughts in my head, because like half of it has to do with people are paying more attention to the cultures now, more than they were before, in my opinion. So a lot of times before, they didn't really pay us a mind when it came to the music or the jokes or the arts, because they wasn't really caring. So now I think certain cultures are waking up a little bit and they're paying attention. That's how I feel. So I feel like the lady with the whole Beyonce saying, she wasn't listening to Beyonce. I don't feel like she was listening to Beyonce before, but now they see that we have a voice with the whole Black Lives Matter. They're like, okay, so they have a voice. So let me start listening to what they're saying. So now everything got to be nitpicked. You said a bad word. It's like, you said a bad word. I'm telling. It's like everybody want to snitch, I feel, nowadays. And with the comedy, I feel like freedom of speech, right? We have freedom of speech. If you don't like what I'm saying, turn the TV off. If you don't like what I'm saying, then don't watch me. But I feel like only the person that's saying it knows that it's too far. Like with the whole Aries, like, why would you joke about? Some things are just not something you joke about. I think he took a little bit too far with that one.
You're talking about Aries Spears and Tiffany Haddish?
Yeah, I'm all about comedians and saying stuff and racism. I'm all about jokes and laughter. But like certain things you just don't joke about. And I think that's one of them.
I disagree. I think that, I feel like they've always been paying attention to us, right? Like, even back in the days when parental advisory stickers on albums were created because of artists like Luke. Not you, but Luke from, Two Live Crew, right? He's the reason behind, the why we have parental advisory stickers, because his music was seen as too vulgar and obscene, and they wanted to be able to make a distinction between music that is inappropriate and what they feel is appropriate, right? So I feel like they've always been paying attention to us.
That's not true, because NWA album almost any rap album back in the day had a parental control
sticker. The first parental advisory, do your research, the first parental advisory sticker was created because Mr. of Blue. The first parental advisory
sticker be right
was,
here.
Was created, you know what I'm saying, because of Luke. I promise you this.
Can I say something to that?
Okay.
You might be right because I don't know for sure, so we're going to find out. Mm-hmm. But even with that, fast forward to 2022, everyone's singing like Luke. Like, everybody's talking about ass and titties and fucking and having sex. And it's like, that's the baseline right now when it comes to music.
And he wasn't the first one to talk about this, but let me...
He's at parental.
Parental advisory stickers was created because of his music.
Because he was black.
He was in battle. Right. He was in court fighting with the government, you know what I'm saying, over his music being played because of certain FCC regulations. They didn't want musical profanity played on certain stations, so he was in court with them, and then they created the parental advisory sticker.
Okay, so I want to answer your question.
Okay.
The original one. So, I'm an artist. So, but I'm also, in a sense, an educator. There was a point in my life where I had to teach kids, right? So I want to say that it's not as simple as it just being we are too sensitive now. Because there are some things that are needed to be brought to light because it's in the dark. Like, people are really not, they don't know. Access. Okay, you want like an example?
No, I'm just saying that's what we're ripping off bandages right now. That's what we're doing right now.
Because we have more access to it. I think the world now, because we were saying outrageous stuff before.
Absolutely. Right?
But the access to it, it was
limited.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So
the internet has made the world flat.
Of course.
So now, because the world is flat, everybody everywhere on every inch of the world has access for the most part.
So it's so much more accessible that people are feeling like, well, you can't say that. Like, a joke that I could say now that was said 20 years ago that got the crazy laugh, now if I say it, they'll be ready to cancel me.
Can I ask you a question about that? Because I never thought about that angle, but... So you're trying to say, like, back in the day, there was nobody recording it, there was no access to the internet to look it up or to watch the show, but now we have that?
I just think we had a thicker skin.
It was more control. Like, if, for instance, only adults had access to certain things, and you had to pay to go see Eddie Murphy or to see Richard Pryor, you know, to hear those very funny jokes,
right.
But were, you know... Let's call it what it was. If they said it now, they would be like, oh, da, 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 da. Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. But
hold on. Okay. So people, like, now you can just get it and it'll come on and you'll be like,
who's this guy talking about this stuff?
Right? And you ain't never heard, you didn't really know. Whereas before, you didn't know. Right. If you knew them, you were supporting them. Like, they got that big because you supported them.
Got it.
Now you don't even got to support them. And you, oh my God. And it's like...
Well, maybe everybody's putting so much things on social media.
So, I disagree. I think the internet does contribute to that, right? But even if you rewind the clock back to, like, the early 90s, right, in Living Color, that handyman skit would not fly now. And that was on a nationally broadcast television station.
Facts.
That handy... I don't want to do it. I don't want to make the... You know what I'm saying? But y'all know that the handyman skit would not fly now, right? You know what I'm saying?
Listen, go look it up if you need to.
Men on Film probably wouldn't fly now.
They probably would fly.
No,
they probably would love it.
You know,
they probably would
there would be somebody that would feel like, look at two straight men mocking gay men. There was some, I don't think so.
Yeah, you got a point.
I think that somebody would be offended.
But then there's a difference between going on live and mocking gay people and having a comedy show with skits. Like, there's a difference because.
But that's why I asked the question: is the world too sensitive?
Dave Chappelle did it.
They also tried to cancel him.
But he didn't get canceled.
Oh, listen.
But he didn't.
Listen, I think some people.
And he went way beyond the Living Color with his skits and his his well, innuendos.
Dave Chappelle was never on Living
his Color. I'm talking about with his innuendos. Oh, like, yeah. The whole nigga family and all of that. Like, he went way beyond.
But he's always done racially motivated skits.
They didn't stop him.
Yeah.
But they're you know? Come on. I love the Bulldogs, but let's call it what it is. Like, that choice is
ratchet, crazy. But I love it.
And yeah. People, and
but so, it's our culture. It's for us.
Listen, all I'm saying is there is some things do need to be censored, right? There, and some things I think is just a byproduct of us being able to be more accommodating. For instance, whatever your views are, you know, we have a bunch of genders now, cisgender, transgender, like non-binary, like all of these, there's so many more choices. You can now say, you know, I don't identify as he, so there's no longer he or she, it's they, the pronouns. So I'm just, all I'm saying is we are so much more like inclusive now than before. People weren't inclusive. if you were in this minority, you were there.
I think the problem is, right, the more inclusive the world becomes, it also on the back end becomes more sensitive, and there's no grace shown, right? Let me give you what I feel like as an example, right? So if anybody who's ever taken a driving exam, right, you know what I'm saying, they show you all these symbols that mean certain things,
right?
A lot of people gotta study real hard and work and still don't pass that part on a regular time because it's too many new concepts for a new driver to remember. Left turn, right turn, what the straight line means, when you have, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot to remember. So you come through with all of these new pronouns that are supposed to be certain things. I think grace should be shown when heterosexual people don't always get it right.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
I just had a conversation with
we need to be
somebody.
Shown some grace so that because look, it's a new concept for us. We got to figure
we're
it out.
We're not in that lifestyle.
And because we're not part of that life, no. We're not studying it the exactly. way we would study for the driver's exam.
But what they're saying is we need to, they're saying no, but you need to know. Like, we need to be included.
If I'm not around that lifestyle, I shouldn't have to know.
I'm not disagreeing to, but I think you make a very valid point in terms of, like, can I get a little bit of grace, because it's like
I don't know, and
sorry that we don't know, we want to know if
let's roll it back, because originally we started talking about like the
art versus life,
and I never addressed right how I felt about that, right? With the Tiffany Haddish skit, right, I feel like it had the potential to be a decent idea. I think it was executed poorly. I think if they would have did the same skit, but they could have got Kevin Hart's little ass to play a baby, or put Avian Crockett in a baby hat and a diaper to represent a child. I think that if executed that way so there are no actual children involved, it could have been a potentially funny skit, right? And I think that sometimes as content creators, people try to push the envelope, and in the process of executing your idea, it doesn't always come across well.
Did he apologize? I think there was a skit that he said he's not apologizing. Or he doesn't.
But I also feel like, even when you know, talk about like Beyonce changing her lyrics and stuff like that, I think in marketing, if you have to market anything, there's this thing that we call a target demographic, right? So you aim for your target. Sometimes you hit it right on the money, sometimes you exceed it, sometimes you fall short. But I don't think an artist should change their point of view when someone who's probably not in their target demographic anyway doesn't care for their material. Like, you wasn't watching my shit anyway, so why the fuck you care?
They always watching, so.
I mean, sometimes people watching because they ain't got nothing else better to do, they want to just have something to talk about.
You gotta know your enemies, you gotta know what you're up against.
They're all around. The apps are all around, always around.
But I don't know. I just feel like what is too far? Like, when did it become okay, you did too much? Yes, it's freedom of speech, but now you're hurting people's feelings. Like, when did it becomes that?
I mean, I think for people, you mentioned something earlier when you talked about culture, right? In our culture, words have multiple meanings, right? If you're from New York, you good means 17 different things.
It does.
Bro, you good? You know what I'm saying? You good?
You good.
You know, like, when you're from New York, right, or whatever region, like, there are words that will have several different meanings, mm-hmm. right? And I think people don't take that context into the equation before they decide to get offended. Because, I mean, for the people who have ever taken a trip across the water to England, what do they call a cigarette in England? Do you know? Do you know what they call a cigarette in England? They call it a fag.
Okay.
Do your research. I missed the receipts.
No, I think that's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think that's right.
They call a cigarette a fag. Mm-hmm. In America, that would be totally offensive, right? But words have multiple meanings, and I think the context and how you attempt to use words matters, because sometimes you have to understand that a person may have said something offensive, but their intention wasn't to be offensive, right?
So my question is this: does it become an offense if you're a comedian or you're an actor and you say something that hurts a minority or hurts a group of people? Does it become an offense? Does it become beyond just comedy now? Is the law going to be involved in this? Is something going to happen to this person?
Let me answer your original question though, because you said, when does it become too far? Because mm-hmm. he answered, mm-hmm. and it's tough to gauge, because you can't police everyone's feelings, right? Like, something that...
No, I'm the feelings police.
I knew you were going to say that.
some things that you can't make everybody happy.
No, you can't. You can't please everyone. Right? Somebody's going to be offended.
It's, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So it's like, to say, it's not always going to be too far. I just saw a Christian comedian that... no cursing and everything, and it was like really funny. He was really good. But I don't know if somebody in the Christian community might have been found offense and what. Like, everyone's gonna find something. So I don't know how you go about not doing your material, which is why comedians and they stick to doing your.
Which is why I feel like they shouldn't have to apologize for their art.
I think if it does hurt somebody. It's never my intent to hurt, and if it does, you know, you gotta be willing to find a way to work something
out. I think that it's a fine line. I do feel like the world is like very, very sensitive right now. Like, I mean, you know,
how do you get unsensitized? Like, you can't. This is it.
I don't know. I think there's a way.
How?
You have to just
ignore
people mm-hmm. and focus on being an individual and not caring about what other people think.
Absolutely.
Because at the end of the day, there's always going to be people. I was watching Black Love the other day, right? This is like the final season of Black Love. And
shout out to Black Love.
And the creators, a married couple who they're both filmmakers. They was, you know, this was like, from to my recollection, like their first appearance on the show in the final season, right? So they were talking, and it was just like, you know, when they first created the show, someone asked them, why do you gotta have a show called Black Love? Because clearly somebody was offended by it, right? And their response was, is because when you turn on the television, you see white love everywhere. Because you always see representation of white families and white people loving each other. That's every other channel, right? So before there was a OWN or BET or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, all you saw was white love. But that's why we gotta have it. But yet, a show about black love, somebody still found a way to be offended by it.
Like, why would you?
That's what I'm saying. You can't please everybody. And I think the moment you start to please everybody, that's where you start to fail a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I do think that content creators have a responsibility. And I said this to you the other day, and you objected a little bit. I think at the very minimum, your responsibility should be to cover your own motherfucking ass, which means that you should not say anything that could potentially be weaponized against you. And that's very difficult, right? But because some people will tell you that kids are off limits, so that's why they should have, you know what I'm saying? Some people will tell you that talking about the LGBTQ plus community is off limits. Some people will tell you, you know what I'm saying, that talking about politics is off limits. Talking about the Holocaust is off limits, right?
Can I just say something?
Sure.
If you live in this world and these things are part of your world and you're a comedian, you're going to talk about it. That's just what it is. A comedian goes on stage and they talk about stuff that's happening in the world. And if the LGBT community is part of it, or if the Holocaust is part of it, then you're going to talk about it. It's not like something you've never heard before. We all heard the history. We all know what's going on in the world. We're just making jokes of it. We're making light of it. You know what I'm saying? For a chuckle. You know, us black folks, we make everything funny. We take the most serious situation. We make that shit.
And what they're saying,
is a nice skit about R. Kelly. It's called Pee on You. Right? I love it.
We take the serious things and, you know, joke about it. So,
but what they're saying is you're taking my pain and making light of it.
But that's why it's called comedy. Like, it's not like I'm doing it on the street. I'm just going on social media and just ranting about it and ranting about the. It's comedy. That part with areas, I think it was a little bit too far.
Like I said,
so that's what he's saying.
Executed poorly. I think
it was execution was poor. Okay, we're gonna say the execution was poor.
But some people would say that it's not even about the execution because they were talking about pedophilia.
Right.
That it was just off limits and they shouldn't have been doing comedy about it at all. So where's the line between too far and poor execution? Their situation, I definitely think, was poor execution. Mm-hmm. Right? I think, you know, but some people will say it's both. It's poor execution and they shouldn't have been talking about it.
You think it was untasteful a little? I didn't see it. So I'm going by what you think.
Like, I saw it. I think that, like I said, the same skit. They could have got motherfucking another comedian to wear a baby hat in a diaper and to represent a child. And it could have been something to potentially get a good laugh out of. But because real children were used, it's definitely adds to the distastefulness of this. But it could have had the potential to be funny. I just think that sometimes, and, you know, listen, there might be somebody that might look back and think, Dave Chappelle, when he did the racial draft skit, and he was just like, nah, I'm gonna trade Brian Gumbel for Eminem or some crazy shit like that. Right, you know what I'm saying? There's somebody that actually might be offended by that. You know what I'm saying? And Dave Chappelle has always done racially motivated skits.
Yes.
I mean, Clayton Bixby III.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Oh. Like, but I don't think that he should apologize for his art. You know what I'm saying? Just because if you're not gonna please everybody, there's a fine line.
Right, but you're just saying prior to that there is a responsibility that they should have.
To cover your own ass.
How do you cover your own ass?
I mean,
when you're saying a joke that's gonna offend somebody, probably.
I mean,
disclaimer, maybe.
That's where execution is important. Like, did you really, really think this through? Because you gotta really, really think it through.
Did you laugh at the handicap on In Living Color?
Absolutely.
I did too. But can I say one thing? I'm sorry. I think it's his status. That was like a regular comedian down in the village, comedian, like a comedy show somewhere. It wouldn't be so like out there right now. I think it's his status, who he is. Like, he's a well-known comedian. Tiffany Haddish is a well-known comedian. And so they're going to make sure that they use him as an example.
I disagree. Ari Spears ain't been popping for years.
No, but he's a popular. I didn't say he was popping. I said he's a popular comedian. Like, you know who he is. You know him when you see him. But what I'm saying is that if it was like a regular comedian, like in a regular comedy show, it wouldn't be a big deal.
I disagree.
They have a bigger stage and a bigger platform, and they're more popular. Like Tiffany Haddish, who's well known. So they're gonna blow it up and make you an example.
But there are comedians that go do it in their own way too.
But they don't get this kind of blasphemy behind it. They don't get this whole, oh my god.
If you are a comedian, comment and let us know what it is.
This is part of the reason that when you go to comedy clubs, and especially like the big names like your Kevin Harts and your Dave Chappelle's, you gotta check your phone in when you enter the whatever theater or arena that they're having their show at. You gotta lock your phone, and if they catch you with your, I went to a Kevin Hart show that he was recording for a special, and I saw them. I was just like, why are these thirsty ass people? Like, they just gotta. They probably spent a good $400 on the tickets, thrown out, no refund, no nothing. If they tell you put your phones away, you push your damn phone away.
Wow.
Well, it's no wild. Like, listen, if we all got rules. If you don't follow them, it is what it is. Mm-hmm.
Sensitive. So I think that a lot of times people rip the Band-Aid off, like Me Too, Black Lives Matter movement, social media, live videos, podcasts, radio. Everybody has a voice. So I feel like anything that they don't like, they're going to address it. Oh, I don't like the way he said that about females. I don't like the way he said that about men. I don't like the way... Like, everyone is getting a microscope on them right now. Not just comedians, not just heterosexuals, homosexuals. Everybody. It's like you can't do nothing in this world without be looking around to make sure nobody's seeing you do it, because now you're going to be on social media. It's like everyone wants to be the next person to show, like, ooh. You know what I mean? It's like, it's sad because you can't even really live now. You got to censor what you say, censor what you do, censor who you're around. Like, it's crazy. You can't even go outside anymore. It's different. It's a different world we live in now. With COVID, everybody kind of cold now. Nobody cares as much, in my opinion.
Yo.
You think social media has added to why we're people are more sensitive nowadays?
Absolutely.
I mean, yes. Not social media, the pandemic, excuse me.
Yes. Yes.
No, I think people were already sensitive prior to the pandemic. I think it was just the pandemic it was like boom. But before that, I think we were already hedging towards where we are now. It just helped it accelerate.
People are unhappy.
I agree.
Because not enough people are having sex.
Right.
This is true.
People are unhappy.
I
said it.
Mm-hmm. Everyone on this planet from the pandemic is probably suffering from a mild form of depression and or PTSD. Absolutely. Or both, right? So I think that definitely adds to the current state of sensitivity. Mm-hmm. In the world.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree.
I have no rebuttal to that. I just feel like prior to this, we were already...
We definitely headed down that route.
It was like everything was just much more, you know, you hear it and you're like, ooh, ooh. You know, and like you said, it's like, what do? Right? I mean, you can't not be aware of something that is offensive or hurtful to somebody else. Not that you had the intention of hurting them, but if you said it and you hurt someone, is it the correct thing to apologize and then not include that piece in your comment? It
depends what kind of platform you're on. Like, you can't keep saying sorry for the rest of your life if you're a comedian. You're gonna keep being sorry.
I think the other thing,
but too, even sorry, not to, okay. But like you said, outside of that, whether you're a politician or even a parent, like I think you're treading more aware. So that you don't...
Are you really sorry?
I think the other thing, too, the world plays with black people.
What do you mean?
What I mean? I mean, like, people would never dare make inappropriate jokes about Jews. People would never dare make inappropriate statements about, you know, the LGBTQ+ community. You know what I'm saying? But people will say nigga all day and don't care about it. It's offensive.
Because we don't complain. We don't cry about it.
Because people, they just don't take us.
No.
They don't. They play with us.
No, but
people
what I'm saying
do
is
complain.
When, no,
they play with us.
Wait, what I'm saying is that when they do say these nigga words and stuff like that, we as a black community don't do what they're doing. We don't go on social media like, oh my God, you said this. I'm offended. You know, apologize to the black community. We are, you know, we are upset about this. No one, we don't do that.
Now, it's deeper than that. Like, there was a school district earlier this year in Texas where they wanted to change the narrative of how children talk about slavery, right? So because they didn't want young white kids to be offended by knowing the truth about this country's dark history, right? So instead of saying slavery, they wanted to say that we were involuntarily relocated. They would never use no trickery words to talk about the Holocaust. They play with black people.
I see,
because they know they could do it and get away with it.
So we don't talk up. We don't speak up.
Well,
I feel.
I see where your angle is. It's you would. No other culture will someone use such.
They would never play with nobody else's trauma.
Right.
They would never play with nobody else's trauma.
That is the truth from to the world or that
even
that
when they talk about 9/11, they'd be like, you know, they'd be like, 9/11, never forget. What? Slavery, get over it. They play with black people. They stay playing. They always been playing with black people. I'm telling you.
And but that's
we don't stick up with each other. That's why we're not united.
We're not united. That's why we're not.
And they know that. That's why they do what they do.
But but because what they did to us was how they was able to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, no other culture got that the treatment that we got.
We have to unbrainwash ourselves from that. You can't keep using that as an excuse.
We're about to go into a whole nother fucking episode. Like,
I'm just saying, they play
with us. You touching a part of me.
They don't play nobody else this way.
No, you mentioned a very valid, and I never thought of it that way. Like, word, you will never hear someone misquote or misrepresent the Holocaust or the Jews or anything that's happened to them. Like, if you make one mistake,
they're coming for you.
Like,
they're gonna come for you.
Asian community, mm-hmm. they're coming for you. Mm-hmm. The LG, they're coming for you.
Black community, what we do?
They play with
Spanish
us.
Community, they coming for, like,
and you know what we do? We joke about it.
But right, so who's that for? All right, right. Just, I'm gonna stop it here.
Right.
That one. We're right. Gonna have to come back. Mm-hmm. We might have to come back. Tell me if you guys want to come up with that one.
We joke about it because that is part of our coping mechanism, right?
Then don't get upset if they
not.
Stop. You feel like
nope.
Okay.
Nope.
No. Listen.
Nope.
Okay.
No. No.
Well,
okay.
This once again, a whole other conversation.
Yes. Okay. So let me ask you. Mm-hmm. You said that you have to be accountable, you said, right, to their
be
jokes
aware.
Or be aware.
Yeah, you got to be accountable to cover. Try to be accountable and cover your own ass.
And I asked you, how do you cover your own ass? And your response was,
it's all about your execution. I think, yeah, when you attempt to be funny, because some people's humor is very dark, mm-hmm. some people's sense of humor is very dry, mm-hmm. some people's sense of humor is very colorful. Some people's sense of humor is very morbid.
Okay,
I think execution is really the difference between you landing in a good place
okay.
or not so good place.
Okay, not comedian. Let's say you're in a politician, right? Cuomo, Italian. I'm just using him because let's say it's not Cuomo, just an Italian. And they are very huggy, right?
They are.
If you how do you? So you just not hug people no more? You just be like, hey, fist bump.
Well, because I'm still black, unfortunately, I can't do things like, you know, say I'm a grab women by the pussy, like a former president of ours, and still be okay.
And nobody gave for him.
You know what I'm saying? And still be okay to walk, like, because I'm a black man, I can't do things like that, mm-hmm. right? You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? So when I'm saying cover your ass,
is that white privilege? Sorry,
absolutely.
Sorry. Absolutely. I'm gonna stay on topic. I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
Go ahead. Sorry.
You know, it's your execution of how you
I don't know
do things is going know. To be the difference between where you land. Right?
I don't know. It's tough. It's a really
but
like,
the world is very sensitive right now, so it's way more difficult.
As a parent, how do you navigate that to your kids?
Navigate that.
Because now you grew up in a world where you didn't have to worry about this sensitivity stuff, right? Your kids do. How do you navigate that?
To be honest with you, my daughter checks me.
Mm.
She checks me, like, sure. Mom, you can't say that. You have to say this. Mom, you can't do that. You have to say it like this. I'm like, Jada, if you don't get out of here, like,
yeah, my
but
kids
she checks me about what was going on in the world. Like, when I say the wrong pronoun or wrong word, she checks me on it. She's like, this is because. See, we're not used to it. This is what they grew up in.
This is what they're being taught.
This is what they know. They don't know anything else. We know another life. We know another world.
We know the life that we know is that.
Sorry. So you're saying you're not trying to until they check you. You're just you don't even.
I feel like I don't have to really talk about it to her because she's more aware than I am. She's more aware. They're more aware than we are because
I agree.
Like I said, this is their world. So this is nothing. This is not something they have to
so
learn.
So you don't try to get involved in it to try to learn it and find out so that you are on the same
whenever
level.
Whenever I say something, hold on. Whenever I say something, she tells me, "Mom, no, say this. No, Mom, say that." And then she gets upset at me because I don't know it. And I'm like, Jay, am I supposed to know it? I'm not around anyone that's going to teach me.
That's what I'm saying.
That.
Like, okay, let me learn. Like, let me get in there. Okay, go ahead.
I don't want to learn either, right? the era that we grew up in, right, if we played a game, there was going to be, if the three of us played a game, right?
Go ahead.
One of us is going to be the winner. Two of y'all going to be the loser, right?
And why we gotta be the loser?
Because I'm the goddamn winner.
Why you gotta be the loser?
I knew what I was saying. Let me finish.
Wow.
Right?
Why you gotta say
I'm the loser? And if y'all got upset because y'all lose, the next round you play better, you play harder. The world we live in now, everybody's gonna get a nice mug for participation.
A participation trophy. They do have.
Saying?
Yo.
So you trying to say
like if y'all know
they
about participation.
Everybody's
trophies.
Gonna get a nice mug for their participation.
Do you?
That's the world we live in now.
Do you agree?
You gotta red light Libra you one now.
Do you agree, nice? Parents? Hold on.
That's
participation
the
trophy.
Lying? That's the word we live. Everybody gets a participation trophy. So you know what that means? That programs children to always be coddled and catered to. And when they grow up, what's gonna happen is we gonna have a whole world worth of people wanting to work 3 and 4 day work weeks because they're gonna be calling out taking mental health days because they stressed because they feel like their work environment is so toxic.
But also,
shout out to mental health days because we need those.
But what I'm saying is this: sometimes the reason why they do that, the reason why they give them like a second place trophy and a third place trophy, because this everybody in the world has tantrums. And people don't get their way, I'm gonna go on social media, I'm gonna say everything about you, I'm gonna cry, I'm gonna fuss. Everybody has tantrums. So now I was like, all right, don't have attention. All right, shh, be quiet. Here's a prize. Here, take that. Just don't say nothing else. Just be quiet. Everybody
play harder next time, little bitch.
No, everybody wants the world to hush up. Everybody's talking too much. So it's like, they're going to give him a shh, just don't say nothing else. Just take that and be quiet. You know what I'm saying? And that's what you do. Have a tantrum and you get what you want.
So you both disagree on learning. I think that I would want to learn it, you know, with my kid as they're learning, because I think it's important to be on integrated in a sense on what they're experiencing. Because if they come to me with a question that I am not ready or prepared for, you know, that's going to be a hard, I think, discussion to have if you're not knowledgeable on a particular things.
Okay, I learn it at work, right? Because we have class, we have in services, we have trainings that we have to do as part of my job. So we have like microaggression training, we have how to speak to the LGBTQ community at work, we have what to do when an active shooter comes. We have these things at work because we work with the public, we work with everybody. So we have to learn how to be interactive and with a sensitive heart, right? So we do learn. I've learned it. We sat and we watched it, we answered the test, and so I have the material if I need to. But did I memorize it? Can I tell you what I learned? No, I can't. But it's available for me because my job has it where we have to learn it. So yes, the world's getting more hip to it. Everyone, they're trying to implement it everywhere, at schools, at work, so you can get more familiar with it. They're trying it. But for me to sit there and just know it, I don't. But they're trying. They're trying really hard to implement it. I don't know if they do it with your job or your job.
People got glizzies now.
Yeah,
they used to be called hot dogs.
You know.
So I think that's a perfect way to segue to final thoughts. Mm-hmm. Really? I can't. All right. So we are at the point of our show, as you know, where we do final thoughts. And this is a interesting one. We got a little heated and we went a couple of
different directions. Yeah.
So we hope we was able to rein it back and to get back. And if not, we're going to get back right here with our final thoughts on art in life,
art versus life,
and how we feel about it. So, anyone want to go first, or
I go first?
Oh, I know. I want you to go last.
Let me go last. Oh, no problem.
So, art versus life. This is a tricky episode to kind of like discuss or dialogue with this, because even in this, I'm aware of what I'm saying so that I don't offend
a lot of nuance
someone else based on, you know, how I feel, what I say, or what my thoughts are at the moment. So I am trying my best to be cognizant of what I say in life, because we live in a world where you have to be aware, you know, like, it's just call it what it is. And if I do, or if we do, or people do slip up in some way, I think you made an awesome point, which is just give some grace. Like, I think with life, it should be that way. Like, if someone is a repeat offender, yeah, I'm going for you. Like, I'm gonna come for you. Like, 100%, right? And I think that's how comedians should be. Like, all right, well, let me not say that, because I still think it's tough to express your thoughts in a way that is funny, and someone else that you didn't intend to hurt gets hurt. That job is tough. Anyway, I'll end my thoughts with this. Grace, you hit it on the mark. Repeat offenders, yeah, come for them. That's all I got.
Mine's is short. I just feel like this world is definitely changing, and the things we used to do 20 years ago, we just can't do now. And a lot of times people are hesitant to change, but if you see that, you know, people are getting offended, everyone's sensitive, everyone's soft, you know, we need to be more careful with what we say, then you just don't have to just change your life. Like, I understand that you shouldn't have to, freedom of speech, comedian, politician, whatever, but as the world changes, you have to change with it. You know, and if people who's not willing to change, you're going to stand out. You know, and I think right now that's what's happening. The world's changing, and people who are not willing to change, you're going to get called up. You're going to get called out. And I feel like everyone's getting called out right now. So I'm sure after this incident, I'm sure people's going to change after this. Like, they're going to change. And sometimes it just takes an instance for you to change. So I think right now everyone just needs to just, like, look at the world we live in and adjust accordingly for what you know to do. And that's it.
I'm glad you saved me for us. So my final thoughts are as follows. I feel like social media has made a lot of people in the world a little bit more narcissistic. There used to be a time in my parents and my parents' parents era where we had this phrase, if it don't apply, let it fly. Motherfuckers nowadays don't know how to let shit fly. They want to apply a whole bunch of things to them that don't need to apply to them, and because of that, they are, when they apply it to themselves, they want to express their opinion about it and be upset about it and being frustrated about it. Meanwhile, it ain't really got nothing to do with me. Like, I can have a conversation, when I have a conversation with a woman and she tell me some shit like, niggas ain't shit, I be like, damn, that's fucked up for them niggas. I know I ain't shit, so I'm not thinking about it. I'm like, damn, that's fucked up for them ain't shit niggas. But I ain't never sitting there applying it to myself like, oh my God, like, she must be talking about me. No, she ain't talking about me, right? But nevertheless, I think that people, like I said, apply things to themselves that don't need to be applied to them. And that is part of what is adding to the toxicity, because you got so many people applying things to themselves that don't need to apply to them. I mean, at the end of the day, show people grace, matching the same energy. It's just giving yourself permission to be toxic, because at the end of the day, you will never clean a dirty floor with a dirty mop.
So the ain't shit nigga can't feel some way because he ain't shit?
He can, but if you not, but if it don't apply to you, why are you upset?
All right, but what if the ain't shit nigga ain't shit?
That's a you problem.
Well, that's a you problem, you know what I'm saying? But if I was sitting here talking to you and I had a conversation, I was like, yo, bitches ain't shit. I don't think she's going to get tight. Like, these hoes out here is wild. She probably gonna be like, sorry for the hoes.
What if the girl is a hoe? Then what? Does she feel the same way?
She should.
You right. I ain't.
But if I'm talking to you, you know I'm talking to you. Listen, if I didn't say your name, and when I heard it said hoe, you heard your name.
You say in Jamaican, if the shoe fit, wear if the cap fit, wear it. Basically. So, that's your final thoughts?
Yeah, that's my final thoughts.
Yo. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you all. Brooklyn Trey, you know, we missed you today. I'm sure you would have had a very interesting take on this, considering what you are and what you do with your own life. Guys, thank you for coming. We here. Platform. Mm-hmm. As always, have a great night and a better tomorrow.